Stephen Strom is, by profession, an astronomer, and that shows up in his photographs. He's skilled and trained by his profession to see patterns, and that definitely shows up in his photography, too. These landscapes of his, halfway between abstract and landscapes on a large scale, as I discussed in the written commentary, are essentially his projection of pattern onto the land. And I think without that training as an astronomer, he may have had a more difficult time of seeing these images, or at least presenting them as the organized patterns that he does. That's one of the things that's fascinating to me about his work. This is a random sort of landscape, just a bunch of rocks, and that is to say, it lacks the organization that one would see in a classic landscape. There is no big tall mountain, there is no lake in the front, there is no river down which our eye is intended to flow along with the water in the pattern of the landscape. These are very random sorts of images in his landscapes, mostly desert images, often just a very subtle pattern in the landscape, but a strong enough pattern that he can identify it and photograph it. And I think that comes largely because of his training. The important point here is this. Every one of us brings to the creation of our artwork some sort of background. We're trained to be skilled in something that gives us probably a profession or some other passion in life. And whether we're conscious of it or not, we bring that way of seeing the world with us because we can't not bring it. You can't just leave your profession at the door and head out into the landscape without it. I think it's a good idea for us to be very conscious of what it is that we have as background for our art life and use whatever skills we have consciously, as Strom does here, to inform our art-making process. If our training and our profession and etc. is going to influence our art-making anyway, why not make it purposeful and use it with consciousness to our advantage?